Lecture 28, The Origins of Chinese Civilization.
In the last few lectures, we've described what I've called again and again a web of interconnection, an increasingly interconnected world that linked the Eastern Mediterranean realm with Africa, the Eastern Mediterranean realm with the Indian Ocean world, with the Persian Gulf, and India, or what is now India and Pakistan, South Asia, with Southeast Asia. Now, in this lecture, we're going to skip a bit and add another link to this chain, but go up to the east and north before we go into Southeast Asia, where states started fairly late, and look at the origins of civilization in northern China. It's a development that unfolded in about 2000 BC, at about the time the Harappan civilization was flourishing in India. First, I'm going to describe the increasingly complex Lungshanoid cultures, which we mentioned in the earlier lecture on early agriculture in China, which developed over a wide area of northern China after 3000 BC. Then I'm going to describe the three legendary dynasties of early Chinese history, the Xia, the Shang, and the Shu, represented by Shang culture in what we call the archaeological record. After that, I'm going to explore Shang civilization, the urban clusters, and the culture of the elite, which was separated from commoners by a vast social chasm. And then finally, I'm going to evaluate the role of these rulers, these Shang rulers, as ritual specialists, talk about their divination practices, and the precise nature of the realms over which they presided. And I'll also show you that the Shang state was one of many such organizations forming at the same time in northern China. It's important to stress at this point that archaeology in China is still in comparative infancy, and many new discoveries are likely to change radically the picture we paint in this course. And I also want to stress that this is a very generalized picture of early Chinese civilization. It was infinitely more complex in practice during Shang times than will be apparent from this lecture. This is partly a product of lack of knowledge and a product also of time. You'll recall that in Lecture 17, we described the increasingly sophisticated farming societies which came into being in China after 3000 BC. These we called Lungshanoid cultures, after the Longshan site in northern China. Now, these were regional societies, and you're seeing something happen here which obviously happened in the Indus Valley, obviously happened in Egypt, and happened in Mesopotamia. More and more contact with increasingly complex societies which were beginning to interact with each other on a much more regular basis than they had in the times of small farming villages. It's quite clear from graves and excavations in settlements that these Lungshanoid societies were dominated by small, rapidly emerging elites. Kin group leaders, probably many of them. Noble families with ties with sacred ancestors who competed vigorously with one another for economic and political power. And also that elixir of elixirs for civilizations and for all human societies, personal prestige. Although, of course, the cultural milieu was very different. It's the same process in many ways to that that we witnessed along the Nile before the unification of Egypt, when there was this long drawn out, very complex game of what the Egyptologist Barry Kemp calls political monopoly, of political and economic monopoly played out between neighboring chiefdoms. One chief would marry the daughter of another, or they would quarrel, alliances would fall apart, or become strengthened, three cities might join together and then fall apart, this constant atmosphere of change, interaction, and competition.